Matt, there was a report this morning that Byron Maxwell, quote, failed to play defenses called by the coaching staff. How often was that occurring?
I can't address any reports that I don't know about, but Max plays what we ask him to play. All our guys do, and we just made decisions on what we thought was the best matchup for the week. So I can't address something I don't know about.
What were some of the factors that went into the decision to make a change at corner?
I like the way Tank had been practicing, and you guys know that I, wanted tighter coverage and wanted some of the things that I just didn't feel like I was seeing. So we just felt that was a better opportunity for us to try to move forward last week.
How has Maxwell responded? He's been through this before.
He has.
How has he responded?
He's been good. Honestly, he, no one likes to be benched or to replaced or to lose playing time, however you want to look at it. So, I wouldn't expect him to be happy about it. So, he was upset, and we had some good conversations, him and I, and Lou, and talked to him a bunch and just kind of what we were doing. And he's responded well, honestly, as well as you can expect. And, he's getting some scout team reps now. We're moving guys around, and he's been working hard. And he said, all right, I'm just going to keep trying to show you that I'm ready to play and contribute to the team. So, as long as he keeps on that track, it happened last year. It happened a couple times, and he's kind of earned his way back into where we thought we were ready to play him some more. So I think if Max continues on that track, then he'll have an opportunity to get some more time again.
If Howard can't go, is Werner next man up for this one?
There's still a lot of issues going on there, factors. I know X is kind of day-to-day, so we're kind of seeing where he is. And, honestly, we're just kind of getting all those guys ready. I think special teams will be a factor in terms of who's active and who's not also. So it's just going to be how it fits for the team and what Adam decides to play in terms of who they're keeping up and who we're going. So we're getting multiple guys ready to play, and we'll make that decision based on health and those factors.
Man, so you said that this is still a man press defense?
I would say those are our base principles, sure. schematically, I won't say we're like a man press team, but all our techniques, even when we play what we consider our zone defenses, have man principles in them, and techniques, especially in the outside part of the field, those corners, they should be pressed, and again, depending on certain route concepts and what's coming at them, they should be in man oriented coverage.
So do they get to decide how far off the line of scrimmage they work?
No.
So they should be closer.
In certain calls. Again, the calls and formations dictate techniques. So we make a call, they should have an understanding of, okay, depending on splits or formation, this is the technique I have to use. So sometimes it's dictated you should be pressed. Sometimes we can't press in certain splits or certain formations that they have to play off or have to do some different things. So it's the call dictates one thing, but then what the offense gives us dictates something else. So there are certain times when they should be pressed, absolutely, and there's sometimes they can't be, depending on what the offense is showing us.
And that's a small sample size, just three sure. games thus far, but the rush defense is allowing just 3.1.
Yeah.
Why is it so much better this year than last year?
I don't know. It's a new year. We got good players. We got, we made an emphasis on it. I don't know. I can't, tell you what's different. I just think the guys are taking pride in it. It's a point of emphasis from top down, from me, from everyone else. And we've been fortunate enough to have some success so far, but it is only three games.
How big a factor is Rashad Jones being healthy in improving that running?
Yeah, obviously he's a great player for us. He's a great tackler, probably our best tackler in the back end. So when you lose a guy like that, I thought one of our issues last year again was, a run breaks out and Rashad gets it down for 8 yards or 10 yards and doesn't look as bad, and we can regroup and kind of fix whatever happened. Whereas if we miss a tackle back there and it goes for 40, all of a sudden it's like, man, we can't stop the run. So, also he's been a good blitzer for us in run pressures and utilizing him around the line of scrimmage and stuff too, and giving some different fronts. So he's a huge factor in what we're doing in the run game for sure.
Just to clarify, based on what you said on splits with the wide receivers, mm-hmm. and you have one off the ball, one on the ball, mm-hmm. your cornerbacks have to be at different levels to avoid kind of being picked. So that kind of takes away your ability to get your hands on it.
Correct. I mean, that's any team that is kind of known as a press coverage team or wants to work out of press, I mean, that's what offenses are going to try to do. It's hard to press stacked and bunches and those type of splits and those things. So teams are going to try to work to get us off press. They don't want hands on their receivers either. And so, you know, which, I mean, we work on all spring. I mean, that's what Adam tries to do to us every day in practice. So, but those are one of the ways that, yeah, teams try to get us off press.
How would you assess Tank's first game?
I thought he did a good job. He competed. There were, you know, like as expected, you know, as expected, he was challenged, which, I mean, that wasn't a surprise to any of us. And there were a couple rookie kind of like mistakes and some things that he's got to clean up. But I thought his sort of approach to it, his confidence and the way he challenged guys. I mean, he wasn't backing off from anybody, trying to do what we asked. He was really into it. And when he did kind of have a couple gray area things and we kind of cleaned him up on the sideline, he was very responsive. He was good. It was definitely wasn't too big for him. I mean, he went the other way with it. It's okay.
Everyone,
huh? Okay. Yeah. I would disagree. I mean, we haven't won. I mean, I told the guys this past game, for example. You know, to me, we had five opportunities, I thought, that we let go by. We had two fumbles on the ground that we didn't get on. Okay. One of them, which was, I mean, in our hands, literally. We had two interceptions that we had our hands on that we dropped. Okay, and honestly, for me, the biggest thing that I felt was that last drive that we gave up, the last touchdown drive. You know, we had them backed up on the minus 13. We're only down 13-0. I mean, we're two scores. And literally, I was stalking the sideline saying, man, this is just like the Rams game last year. Just like the Rams game last year. Like, we get a stop here. We get them on a short field. You know, offense just takes one drive, and then they get going. Now it's 13-7. You know, I mean, like, that's how I was preaching it. And we gave up an 87-yard touchdown drive aided by some penalties and stuff. So for me, like, that wasn't a winning effort by our football team on defense. I mean, we had multiple opportunities to shorten the field for the offense, to flip things, to get a turnover, get a score, whatever it may be. And I didn't think we took advantage of those opportunities. You know, we have one takeaway in three games, and that's something that we emphasize. So there's plenty of work to be done, and we're not playing that game in my room, let me tell you that. Certainly.
Part of that seemed like you want more big plays, fumble recoveries, interceptions.
Yeah, and it's a fine line. So, you know, we don't want what I think a good response to what's been going on was is that our guys aren't pressing to make plays. You know, because that's when then we start getting in trouble to say, you know, there's certain guys, you know, that we have to caution against. Oh man, I need to make a play here, and kind of getting out of his lane and not doing his responsibility, and then we're giving up a bigger play. You know, so I don't want the players pressing, saying, feeling like, man, we have to make plays, but there's always going to be opportunities within the game and we have to take advantage. And the urgency when the football, we've had a lot of balls on the ground that we haven't got on top of all season so far. And like I said, we've dropped, I mean, off the top of my head, at least five interceptions this year. I mean, dropped or had hands on a chance to make plays. So when those opportunities present itself, we have to make those plays. Have to. If we want to be the defense that we were talking about, we want to be. And so I feel like we haven't taken advantage of those opportunities yet.
Coaches might not look at it this way, but, you know, fumble recovery. If you have your hands on the ball and it escapes, I can understand your point of view. But isn't there a randomness to fumble recovery?
Yeah, but yes. I mean, there is. I'm sure there's some stats behind that. But we also, you know, some of the things we preach about, you know, always getting the ball, you know, and like we had that one, I think it was last week, I can't even keep the day straight right now, but you know, where Sue kind of had the sack and the ball squirted out, and we have guys not, Kiko's the only one chasing after that ball that's on the ground, you know, that they recovered last week in New York. You know what I mean? So in terms of like us never giving up on the play and always running the ball, I mean, good things happen when you have players around the ball. So, you know, we had that one last week that's squirting out and Kiko almost falls on it and it pops out and Cam's, you know what I mean? Like, but if we have eight guys running to the ball, maybe one of them's there to clean that thing up or pick somebody else off the pile before they get on it and that sort of thing. So, sure, I mean, it's obviously random how a ball bounces and who it goes to closer. But the more guys we have getting in the area and the more guys are around the ball, more times we're attacking the ball, whether it's, you know, ball carrier or in the air, that the more opportunity we're going to have to make those plays.
Now, how eager are you to see Ray in a game at linebacker, and how can he help you?
Always eager to see all the guys play. I mean, Ray, I've known for a long time. He's been working hard to get back, and he's getting closer. So when that time comes, he's a big man. He's a big man, and he's a physical player in the run game particularly. And, he's probably one of the best I've been around at taking out offensive linemen. I mean, because he's such a big, powerful guy. I mean, he knocks offensive linemen back. And in fact, I don't know if I'll put this out here, might get mad at me, but ask Pouncey about it, because when we first signed him, Pounce told me, he was like, man, we played him last year, and he probably hit me as hard as anybody I've ever been hit by. So, he brings that element, obviously, with some extra beef in there in the middle.
Where's he from a conditioning standpoint in terms of being able to play, let's say, 40 snaps?
Where's he from a conditioning standpoint being able to play? Yeah, I mean, that's basically been part of the focus. Like I said, I think he's close. I mean, it's going to be a game time decision by Adam and by what we're doing. But, he's been basically all he's been doing for most of the time here has been working, as part of the rehab and getting back healthy, but then also getting into shape and stuff too. So it's been an emphasis for him, and I think he's pretty close.
Well, they have a couple of good offensive tackles there in Tennessee. How do they use that to their benefit in the run in the past?
Well, I mean, obviously it's, they feel good about being able to match those guys up and for an offensive line to have confidence in singling those guys up and not having to, we see so much chips and max protections and slides and stuff. And so it's a little different for an O-line to feel confident in terms of protections where they don't have to necessarily, protect those guys against some of our rush players. So they can get a little bit more, a few more players like out in the pass game and those sort of things. Because they don't worry about having to protect, Luan or Conklin or those guys. So, it's a little different type of protection scheme than maybe we'll see throughout the year. And then the run game, and that's just their lifeblood of what they do. It's they're an element. Obviously we know Luan's a tempo setter for them and an attitude, and that's part of their run game and part of their style and their approach to what they're doing. So they're two good players that we have to get after a little bit this week. A
couple more guys. What are some of the specifics that you've been doing with TJ McDonald over the last few weeks? What are some of the things that you're doing on a routine basis?
Yeah, again, he's limited in some of the things he can do, and he's got some other issues is the wrong word. Other things he has to resolve as he's going through this process. So he's around in meetings. He's allowed to do that. So when he's in meetings, we've tried to just involve him in terms of being an extra set of eyes for us and like, hey, look at this cut up or look at this player, maybe help some of the other safeties out with your evaluation, and which keeps him involved in kind of what we're doing in the game plan stuff week to week, and then kind of gives him a way to contribute, So when he's available, he's been around in meetings and kind of just trying to help as another set of eyes and another, veteran player that's seen it and seen a lot of football and done it, that he can help some of those other safeties and guys.
Is there any simulation in terms of like you showing him clips from the game and having him decide what he would do here?
No, I'm not doing anything like that.